Our last speaker is Malcolm X, born the son of a minister, and named, I believe, Malcolm Little. I don't know Mr. X. Except as a particular instance of a particular phenomenon in American culture which disturbs many of those of us who represent the mass media when we look at it. He is a man of great sharpness and penetration and great personal courage. Mr. Malcolm X.
Thank you, Mr. Kempton, and Brother William Worthy and Brother James Farmer. Can you hear me? I want to thank my brother William Worthy for telling me about why they transferred meeting from the community church over here. Which this is a nice hall. Sometimes it's better to have meetings in halls than in churches. Frankly, that's why I left the church and became a Muslim. Because of the hypocrisy practiced in the church by white so-called liberals. And when my brother William Worthy now wants to know why we reject this white so-called liberal, I'm quite certain he was talking about one of his white so-called liberal friends who was the pastor of that church who was afraid to let a Muslim come back in there and speak his mind because he can't control the mind of a Muslim. Excuse me if I appear a bit tired. I've been out in Los Angeles, as they stated, for the past 4 days, awake, and I'll tell you why. But I would like to point out at the outset that what is looked upon as an American dream for white people has long been an American nightmare for black people. We don't have to wait for any change of condition. The masses of black people in this country have long reached the decision or come to the conclusion that it's impossible to make a dream out of this nightmare. And the very fact or statement facts that have been piled up here by the two speakers ahead of me would make me reluctant if I never had heard of Islam, or if I never had become a Muslim, or if I never had have heard of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in light of the facts that they've been stating against this government and its practices against black people in this country, why I'd rather be dead than to integrate into a society like that. Now, if that is racism, then I'll take the racism. If it's racism to know who my enemy is, if it's racism to know that I'm catching hell from white America, that is condoned and sanctioned and backed and supported by a white government, if that's racism, well, I'll take racism above democracy and Americanism and any other kind of ism you can hand me. Maybe a long time ago, you could have integrated the black masses into the white masses, but you've waited too long. My reason for having just come from Los Angeles, and if this meeting had taken place 4 days ago, we perhaps would have had a different approach, but the same subject, was the brutal murder that took place in Los Angeles Friday night of a black man. I won't say a Muslim, because the white press wants to blow up the fact that it was a Muslim in an effort to alienate him from what they call the Negro masses. This was a so-called Negro that was shot down. Not one, but seven of them in cold blood by the police. And any time some white liberal wants to jump up in my face and tell me something about the Gestapo tactics that are practiced in Nazi Germany, I'll bust you in your mouth. If that just please, I want to hear that. Will you cut that out, please? If in the same breath you can't describe the Gestapo tactics that are practiced in Nazi America against black people in this country, day in and day out, north, south, east, and west, you shouldn't open up your white mouth about Germany or South Africa or Portugal or any other country on this earth. The Los Angeles Police Department, for the past 5 days, have used America's press, meaning the radio, the television, the newspaper, to cover up one of the worst crimes, one of the most inhuman acts of atrocity that have ever been committed in a civilized society, or in a so-called civilized society. And this Gestapo-type action is a crime not only against black people, it's a crime against society, people who call themselves civilized, it's a crime against people who call themselves religious, and it's a crime against people who call themselves God-fearing. In America, as black people, we haven't seen any religious white people. In America, as black people, we haven't seen any God-fearing white people. Harrington, the man whose name you just called out as a Christian preacher and classified as a white liberal, he doesn't want us in there because he knows he can't close our mouth when it comes to pointing out in an uncompromising way the treatment of black people in America, not at the hands of Nazis, not at the hands of Germans, but at the hands of white people who call themselves Christians, at the hands of white people who call themselves... And because these criminals in Los Angeles wore police uniforms, it didn't make their criminal acts any more so right than the uniform worn by the Gestapo in Nazi Germany. In the Los Angeles Times, it says that Muslims riot. There was no Muslim riot. It says that this was all in the same day. And in their other paper, they came out with a headline, Muslims shoot and beat police in Los Angeles gun battle. This is the press. This is what the United States press represents. Across the country, they picked up the story and told about a blazing gun battle between police and Muslims on the city streets of Los Angeles. How dumb can you get? A Muslim doesn't carry a gun. A Muslim doesn't carry a knife. A Muslim doesn't arm himself in any way but with truth, the same kind of truth that they don't want to hear at the community church. And these unarmed men, the blazing gun battle that the press is talking about, it was a blazing gun battle. It was blazing police guns pointed in the direction of unarmed black men. One was shot through the heart while he was asking the officer, "What do you want?" One was shot down, the one that died, was shot down in cold blood while he was asking these white liberal officers, "What do you want, sir?" I want to tell you this. Just take me a couple more minutes. Excuse me for being in an excited tone, but if you had seen what I've seen in the past 4 days, I believe you'd be a bit excited too. The seven men who were shot down, murdered in cold blood by the Los Angeles City Police, one is dead, six are in the hospital, four of them are on the serious list. They were held in custody for 48 hours. Finally, when we were able to bail them, and we got them out, they're all out, they had them under bails totaling $150,000, and with the help of Allah, we got them out. That was our first duty, because as a Muslim, our duty is to free the prisoner, free our brother who's in prison. And then after he's free, we move on to the next step. Four of those men were released in the police corridor, naked. One had been shot 1 inch above the heart. The bullet passed through his entire body. The same one who was shot through the heart was shot through the penis. The bullet went through his stomach. He was not put in the hospital. He was put in jail. When those men were turned over to us, they were turned over to us in the corridor of the jailhouse with no hospitalization. Now, what the hell kind of integration you going to offer me? What kind of integration can you offer me in a government, in a country, in a society, with a race of white people who profess to love black people and who profess to be human, who profess to want to correct the injustices that are being done and haven't opened up their white mouth, and the incident took place 4 days ago. The NAACP and the president of the local NAACP in Los Angeles wired a telegram to the state attorney Stanley Moss vigorously protesting this brutality that was practiced. No Negro organization in Los Angeles sanctioned what took place. If it did nothing else, it did bring all of the black elements in Los Angeles together. And I think that Brother Ronald, the brother who died, please, Brother Ronald, the brother who died, if he had known that to give his life would bring about unity of black people, he gave it gladly. And any other Muslim in this country will give his life gladly to bring about unity among black people. Now, don't say, well, why not with white people? You worry about that. First steps first. First, how are some black people that aren't united among themselves going to unite with you? As long as they keep trying, they'll still be disunited. We don't want those kind of Negroes who are trying to unite with people that are not their own kind before they get united among their own kind. We're not even interested in them. You can have them. And then after we get our own business straight at home, we'll come looking for them and get their business straight too. So, I would like to say this in closing concerning this, and I say again, if this had not happened, I probably would have taken a different subject matter, but hitting at the same target. When my good friend James Farmer pointed out that different people have different definitions for racism, this is true. And not only racism, but hatred and violence. In America, when a black man resists letting a white man put a rope around his neck, the black man is accused of violence. In America, when a black man resists the hatred that is being taught by the white man, then the black man is accused of advocating hatred. In America, when the black man makes resistance against the white supremacy doctrine and brainwashing that has been done to black people to make black people hate themselves, then that black man is accused of advocating white supremacy, which is only designed to offset the inferiority complex that he has from his overdose of white supremacy here in America. So in America, black people should never be accused of being violent or advocating violence. In America, when a black man says, I have to defend myself, you should call that what it is, self-defense. And if America has the right to defend herself from her enemies, the black man in America has the right to defend himself from his enemies. If it's all right for, please, I don't want to hear that, because all that hand patting has been done long enough. If it's all right for the people, for the black people in Angola to defend themselves against the atrocities of the white Portuguese, if it's all right for the black people in Algeria to defend themselves against the atrocities of the French, and if it's all right for the black people in the Congo to defend themselves from the atrocities of the white Belgians, then it is just as much so all right for the black people here in America to defend ourselves from the atrocities that these white American colonialists have been inflicting against us. They'll never point toward colonialism in Africa or Latin America. There are 20 million black people here in America more thoroughly colonized than any black people in Africa or Asia have ever been. But they have been colonized. They have been colonized by a hypocrite. They've been colonized by a nation that has perfected the art of hypocrisy to such high degree they'll stand up and make themselves look like angels in disguise when they've got blood of black people dripping from their mouths and dripping from their fingers. And it is because of this we believe that as you sow, so shall you reap. And if you're going to reap what you have sown, we don't want to integrate with you. If the book, your Bible that you taught us about teaches He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. We know what you've got coming to you, and we don't want to share it with you. If the same Bible, please, if the same Bible that you gave to our people teaches us that he that kills with the sword shall likewise be killed by the sword, then since we know what America has coming to her, we don't want any part of what America has in the future. If you didn't want us integrated with you in the past when your existence was bright and red and rosy, now that things look dark for the white man on this earth, don't come to me and tell me to share your troubles with you. I thank you.